A year ago, Vermont Senator James Jeffords stopped being a Republican and carried out what former Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott called a one-man coup. Tipping the balance of power in the Senate, Jeffords announced on May 24th that he would leave the Republican Party to become an independent. It was a political shot heard around the world. It alienated friends and allies the senator had known for almost three decades in Washington. Most significantly, it meant that the Democrats would become the majority party in the Senate. For many, Jeffords was simply a traitor.
This is the second coming of the traitors. Come one, come all, traitors conference today only.
This protester stood outside the Capitol in Burlington, Vermont, on that day in late May last year, dressed in colonial costume and comparing Jeffords to Benedict Arnold. Now, a year has passed, the dust has settled, and Senator Jeffords talked to us at the Hart Senate office about what's transpired in that year and what led to his historic switch in parties.
Things came together pretty fast, and we had gotten, the moderates had some $450 billion for education in the budget, and then they came back from the conference committee with zero for education. That was what just, I said, that's too much. I can't handle any more than that. And that the decision was made at that time.
Had anybody made you a promise before this administration took office that in exchange for support they would not cut back on education? I mean, were you seeing things that the administration had pledged it would do that it didn't do?
Well, we've been talking all along it seems like weeks about fully funding special education, and they had all these kind of reasons why they couldn't. They wanted to have studies done, this and that, and that was really irrelevant. It was a stalling tactic. They were just trying to get the president's tax package passed and the budget passed, and they were just trying to stall me. I could see that.
Now, as this decision was anticipated, there was pressure from longtime colleagues. You've been in Washington since, I believe, 1975, and were friends with the then-majority leader, Trent Lott. Your own son implored you not to make this decision. What's your relationship like with them today? Let's start with your son.
My son's fine.
Right? He's still speaking to you?
Yes,
your son?
Right. No, he's over all that. In fact, I think the way it all turned out, he seems to feel that, well, maybe I did do the right thing.
Really?
Well, it's not quite that far yet, but he understands better as to why I couldn't live with it the way they were handling me.
Are there senators and old friends who won't speak to you?
No, I have almost every senator. I think they all, even Trent Lott spoke to me the other day.
So, what did he say?
Hi. it was no dramatic revelation of feelings, but it was with a smile, you know. And so it's coming.
You'll forgive me if this sounds intrusive. I hope you will. There was publicity at the time that your wife was deeply unhappy about your decision that she might not come back to Washington. Has she returned?
Well, she certainly has, and then that's all over with. It was understandable. She had chosen not to come down to Washington through most of the time I'd been here, and then a year ago, she decided, well, I think I'll come down and spend the summer with you.
Anybody who spends a summer in Washington is really asking for
permission. Yes, right. Well, she came down, and she got to know all the wives, and she made friends with them, and they are all getting, and then I'll bang up. Here I go and just make it impossible, really, for her to even speak to the wives, because everybody was upset. And so she was emotionally upset with me for having turned around all that work she'd done to become friends, and all of a sudden they were the enemy. And so that was hard for her. But now she's fine.
What do you think that the Democrats have been able to achieve this year since your switch?
Well, first of all, what they've stopped, that was the critical thing, was to stop what was going on. We still haven't gotten back to where we want to be, especially in education as well as the environmental area.
It seems from everything you're saying that both your family's been resilient and that you yourself have been, and that the people who know you well are still with you. Well, you have a particular reason then, it would seem, to celebrate Memorial Day weekend. What are your plans?
Oh, Memorial Day weekend's going to be a quiet one. Usually I'm back home, but I'm going to stay down here for a change and be back to Vermont the following time to go to the Dairy Festival. So.
And you'll be getting no loud moos, I guess. I just had to say that.
Oh, well, yeah. No, the cows are very, very content. They'll be mooing in praise when I go home this time.
All right. Forgive me. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Senator James Jeffords, independent from Vermont, speaking with us at his office in Washington, D.C.